Hey, y'all. Welcome to Faith That Takes, where we lay hold of the promises of faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Good to see you all. Thank y'all for joining. Hey, y'all. Good. You're here tonight. We're going to jump right into the word. Let's go. Actually, I got a few things I want to do. Well, I don't have those in front of me. But anyways, if you're online, you want to give, you can sow into the ministry. You have three ways to give. You have our text to give, our Cash App, and our Breeze App. Praise God, we are able to do this. You're helping to make things possible. And God loves a cheerful. Yes. Woo. I am so happy. You know why I'm happy to give? Because I have something to give. It could be another way. Praise God. But he didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by your power, you keep on blessing me. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Praise God. All right, so once again, text to give, Cash App, and our Breeze. You have that to do. The Bible tells us 2 Corinthians, actually the ninth chapter, 2 Corinthians 9, 6, it says God is able to make all grace. I think it's 9 and 6. Let me make sure. 9 and 6. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you will be self-sufficient, require no aid or support, abundantly supplied for every gift or charitable donation and so forth or what have you. And I love it, and I'm able to do it because God is, he makes it possible for us to give. I like to look at, like in the Old Testament where David said, you know, we used to do it back in our church years ago. I don't know if y'all remember that, how they take up the offering. They said, all things come of thee, O Lord. You know, maybe we should probably go back to kind of remind people that you ain't give yourself nothing, you know. I mean, you know, sometimes people think it's like, I did it. It's like, no, God has given us all of this. And David said, who am I to be able to do or give this such a sort or something of that nature? So I'm excited about giving. I'm excited about living to give. Amen. Where my grace givers at? All right, good. We give because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's why we give. He loves us so much. Anyway, all right, let's just jump into our Bibles. Get your Bibles out. Remake this declaration of faith over the Word of God that you have. Say, this is my Bible. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't pray, did I? I'm about to jump right into it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for an anointed day. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this time of sharing. We love you so much. You are so good to us. And so we just want to bless and praise you now for Jesus. We bless and praise you for your love and your compassion, your grace. Glory to God. Your grace, your love will never fail. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeems us. You have redeemed us from the hands of the enemy, and we are free. We are your children. We are the sheep of your pasture. So right now, Father, we enter in with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, and we bless your holy name. You are good. You are, and your love is everlasting. Your truth endures to all generations. So we just bless and praise you right now. Thank you, Lord. We offer up the sacrifices of praises. That is to say, from the fruit of our lips, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It might have been a little tough throughout the day, but we still say thank you. It might have been tough throughout the weekend going into this week, glory to God, but we still say thank you. We still bless and praise your name, for you are so good to us, and we bless you. We just want to thank you right now. We just want to bless and praise your holy name. You are worthy. Roma mamando shakaba, brele la mamando shakabada, lanato shakamanda. So we release our faith and praise right now, God. Hallelujah. We release it, God, in full assurance, God, that you're good on your promises. You're good on your word. Everything that you said, you're bringing it to pass. And we give you praise for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, which is far above principalities, powers, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but that which is also to come, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. And we praise you for it right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you for it right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We make your praise glorious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to continue to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Thank you. Praise him for his excellent greatness. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Glory to God. Let's go. Let's go ahead and make this declaration of faith. Glory to God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'm about to be taught the indestructible, incorruptible seed of the word of God. My life is changing after having heard the word of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I am a believer and not a doubter. I have everything I need. It's already done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all got that spillover. I'm still praising God because that's what we do. We were designed to give God praise. And, you know, I'm thinking about that because when we look at the fact how we release our praise, that's what I'm talking about. How we release our faith. You have the avenue. I said it Sunday. It's the cheapest way to release your faith is praising God. It is the easiest way, even when you're in situations and what have you or what, it doesn't matter. It's the ability to be able to release your faith, and that is in praise. And I love it how God did it, because when we begin to enlarge or make him larger than our situation, we begin to praise him, we begin to make things smaller in our sight, and God becomes bigger than everything else. And so when he's done it so strategically, so that when we praise and honor him, he takes care of situation. He takes care of us, but then also everything else starts to shrink in his presence. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy, and at his right hand our pleasures forevermore. So Sunday, we talked about the fact of releasing our faith, or how we released our faith in praise. And I gave you a list of a few things. I don't know if they're able to just pull up a few of those. I just gave you a few things. God inhabits the praises of his people. And when we praise God, it's by he inhabits. This is the habitation of God. This is how he comes to a place where he's honored and revered. He's already in us. If you're born again, Holy Ghost filled believer, he's in you, but we become more conscious of the reality of he's there with us. Somebody say, he's there with me. That's Psalms 22 and 3. It talks about he inhabits the praises of Israel, but however, he inhabits those that revere and reverence him. God is no respecter of person, and every nation that fears and reveres him is accepted with him. And so when we begin to praise God, it is accepted with him. The second thing I gave you was also wonders are released. Say, wonders are released. Exodus 15 and 11, it talks about the fact that God becomes fearful doing wonders when we begin to praise him. The Israelites, they were, of course, facing the adversity of the of Pharaoh and so forth after them, and they were at the Red Sea. And he tells Moses, turn and look, go through the sea. I know he's like, Moses, why are you sitting here crying? Go through the sea. So the fact is that when they began to worship, if you look throughout text, the scripture, when you begin to worship and praise God in the midst of everything that you're dealing with, you begin to activate the wondrous works of God. And I'm just saying that because it says, he becomes fearful in wonders, fearful in praises doing wonders. So as you praise God, you release those wonders. The next thing I told you also, it makes us a praise to others. Deuteronomy 26 and 19 talks about the fact that we become, he will make you high above all nations, which he has made and made you a praise or fame and honor in the earth. The next thing I gave you, he saves us from the enemy. Okay, good. Y'all brought those up. Save us from the enemy. The next one is he saves us from the enemy. 2 Samuel 22 and 4. I called on the Lord who is worth. Listen, y'all, don't wait to call on him when you get in circumstances. That's not the time. You need to build that up. You need to have that already assigned. You need to already have worked that out before anything happens. And even on top of that, you should be praising him regardless if something happened or not. You should be constant. Somebody say constant. Your praise should be constant. So 2 Samuel 2:24, I call on the Lord who is worthy of a praise. The next thing I gave you also, it makes him higher than the opposing forces. It makes him higher than the opposing forces. That's 1 Chronicles 16:25. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He's also to be reverent and feared above all so-called gods. Anyone else, because you begin to praise and worship God. And then the last thing that I gave you on that Sunday was he sets ambushments. Ambushment, it talks about when they begin to praise God, he begins to release the necessary thing that we need in order for our deliverance. And so likewise in the scripture, Jehoshaphat, of course, y'all remember the story. Of course, you shall not have to fight this battle today. Okay, praise became their weapon of their warfare, and God dealt with the enemy. So we're able to begin to praise God. Those are the things, and these are just some of the things that we talked about. We're able to praise God and also unlocking righteousness and so forth. I got a whole list of things, but I want to take another turn tonight. Somebody say, take another turn, just a little turn. So I want you to understand as believers, we're constantly releasing something. You're either releasing faith or releasing fear. And so what we're doing tonight, we're looking at the fact of another way to release faith. Okay, so we're looking at praise. We talked about praise being able to release, and we're able to release our faith through praise. So we're going to take another step further, all right? We're taking a little step further. So look at it this way. Wherever Jesus was causing faith to come. Wherever Jesus was, wherever he walked, wherever he talked, wherever he was, faith was being released. Faith was being released by his words, okay? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So Jesus began to release faith wherever he went, praise God, okay? All right? So it was contained in his words. He was the epitome of faith. So he carried faith. He was a carrier of faith, carrier of the word. So he carried faith and he carried the word. He is the word. He was the word. The word became flesh and he begins to carry it. Okay. But wherever Jesus went, he was carrying and he was the carrier of faith. Faith was there. He was causing faith to come. Jesus was causing faith to come. Jesus in person, in the physical form, was causing faith to come. Wherever he went, he was causing faith to come. And he was the reason for faith being released. Faith was coming and being released. So there was an exchange taking place. Jesus was there. And anyone he came across, he was releasing faith. He was speaking it. He was living and breathing. He was the living word. He was living and breathing faith. He was living. He was the living and breathing faith. Okay, so he was the word, and the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh. So we get the scriptures, even on our side of the fence, where it says faith comes by hearing. So wherever the word is, faith is available. And if faith is available, then faith can be released. Amen. All right, okay, got it? Good. All right, So he was a word, and the word was made flesh. He walked the earth, and wherever he went, liberty was available. Somebody say liberty was available. Liberty is available. Wherever the word of God is being preached, liberty is available. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So wherever, if there is no word being spoken, then there's no liberty. So when you open your mouth and begin to speak, liberty is available. Liberty, liberty, liberty. Okay. Wherever he went, it was available. So liberty was available, and Jesus healed them all. He healed them all. Why? Because faith was present and available. Faith was available. Liberty was available because Jesus said in Luke, the fourth chapter, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Listen to this. He was releasing his mandate through words. You got to release your mandate through words. Praise God. So every time he spoke, he knew he knew the mystery. He knew what would take place. He knew what would happen when he opened his mouth. That's why he did not open his mouth when they asked him before they crucified him, are you a king or what have you? Because if he had said, yes, I am a king, he would have had to let him go. Things would have totally turned totally the opposite direction. This is why he didn't open his mouth. He said, Pilate. Pilate asked him, he said, are you king? He says, oh, do you want to believe too? So he knew, he chose his words. He says, no, I can't release. Jesus valued his words because he knew if he said it, it was going to take place. Y'all remember going to the other side? He knew they were going to the other side. So the word of God has the ability to liberate. And he healed them all. Wherever he was, faith was present. Listen, wherever Jesus was, faith was present, and the power of God was present to be released. Okay, so the presence of God was there to be released. So wherever Jesus was, the power of God. It says in scripture, it says that when Jesus, it said wherever he was, or he says, and the power of God was present to heal. So the power of God, but the fact is, it has to be released. Somebody says it's got to be released. See, it's got to be released. We talked about the fact that we can release our faith in praise, and it does something. However, there are other ways, and we have to master releasing faith through how God, or basically how God has already prescribed that we can do that. So praising God is one way. So we're going to go a little deeper about releasing faith. We're going to release faith. Glory to God. You're going to release faith. You're going to release faith. And he healed them all. Wherever he went, he healed them. Okay? But faith was necessary. The key thing, power is available, but faith is necessary to draw from it. Power is available everywhere you go. Wherever you travel, wherever it's the power, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. If he dwells in you, he's going to quicken your mortal body. Watch this. You got to get that which is in the spirit into the natural. We are responsible for getting what is in the spirit into the natural. Faith comes by hearing, but it's got to be released. It's not enough to hear. It's not enough. Somebody say it's not enough to hear. We got to hear and master and release it. So when you, listen, the best time to release your faith is right when after you heard the word of God preach. It's to release it. Find somewhere, find something to do, find something, get up and do something and release it. Because if you don't, faith without corresponding actions to the grace of God is dead. Amen. All right, let's go on a little further. Praise God. All right. Y'all excited about releasing your faith? All right, good, good, because I see your life changing. I see your life changing. I see things changing for you. I see things changing for you. Amen. I said I see things changing for you. So it is necessary to use your faith to release. Everyone that he healed or was healed by the power of God and was manifested required some action of faith. I'll say that again. Everyone that was healed or the power of God was manifested required some action of faith. Okay, you can't even have good relationship without faith. Uh-oh. You got to use faith. In this day and time, you got to use faith to have good relationships. Amen. All right, I ain't got too many amens on that. All right. You might want to check it. So I want to look at this one thing. Y'all, you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? Okay, I'm just using this as a means to show you that there was some other way to release faith. Okay, it was, and we can do this all the time. Now, it is important that we learn this and not have to do this in an emergency. Okay, it'll work, but sometimes people don't. It's like no different than going to, I like looking at the fact of going to the gym and exercising and thing of that nature. But, you know, there is no way you're going to push up 225 and you have never. You're not going to bench press 225 just walking in. It's like, oh, I'm going to just do this. That weight is going to crush your chest. This is what happens to a lot of believers. They're like, oh, the word says that, but you ain't did no reps. You ain't did nothing. You ain't meditated. You ain't looked at the word, ain't studied. Don't even know where Romans is. It's like, and hold on, this is the one. No weapon that's formed against me. You don't know where that is. No, it's going to prosper against you, but you got to be able to work that thing. You got to work it, and if you work it, you understand that the time when you need it is already available. The power that you need to break you free is already available. All right, okay, let's look at it a little further. So let's look at this real quick. I want to look at this story, and I want to pull out a few things to show you that faith needs to be released. Faith has to be released. It can't be just hearing it. It has to be released. Man, that's some good stuff right there. I'm just thinking about that. It's like because a lot of people say, well, you got to use your faith, but you don't know how to release it. People don't know how to release faith. They say, okay, I got faith, but you don't release it. Okay, all right, we're going to go somewhere. Listen, and here it is. This is to somebody. It doesn't matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter what you thought, what you were doing, and say, you know, man, I know I got faith, but, you know, I know I believe, but help my unbelief. Y'all know what I'm saying? Because you're staring at something that says, for example, you look at your body, you got an ache in your body. You're like, my leg is hurting. And it's like, I speak to you, stop. You know, leg, stop. And leg is looking at you, is like, who are you talking to? He's like, and it's like, who are you talking to? Since when have you told me what to do? Your leg is like, when have you told me to do something? You know, it's like, well, you know, I did tell you go to the gym. We did say, I'm still at the gym. It's like, I did tell you go to the gym and do some running. And it says, well, you know, that was like 3 years ago. And that leg is like, that's 3 years ago. So now you go, all of a sudden, you're going to tell me what to do. But what I'm saying is you have to look at it and realize it doesn't matter where you are. Catch the revelation tonight and release your faith and believe. Okay, all right, we're going to move a little further. It's like, okay. Because, see, I don't know how you get challenged sometimes, and it's like, man, I know I'm believing, but I'm looking. See, one thing you're going to have to do is just shut down some stuff, but we'll get to the points. We'll get to the points. So this woman, Mark 5, 25 and 34, it talks about this woman and her condition. And y'all know the story, 12 years of bondage, 12 years of sickness. This is really good. Certain woman, 12 years, issues of blood. She had that and suffered many things. The physicians, we've heard this story. She couldn't get better and she grew worse. And that's the thing. She couldn't get better and she grew worse. Sometimes then, even when you're believing for certain things and it's like a pimple done turned into a knot. And it's like, wait a minute, I'm believing. What is this? And then it goes on to something else. It's like, uh-uh. But you got to stay with it. You got to stay. Somebody got to say, stay with it. I heard it in the back. Stay with it. And she spent all that she had, didn't get better, grew worse. Next verse. Here we go. Next verse. She grew worse. And when she heard of, see, this is the key. She heard. See, hearing faith, it ain't enough just to hear it, y'all. It ain't enough just to hear it. She heard it. Faith came to her. She had hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The word was what she hoped for. She heard of Jesus. She heard that Jesus was a healer. Oh, my God. See, we are thinking in our day and time, yes, Jesus physically is a healer, but he sent his word and healed them. That works, too. It works. Two, if Jesus does not come and physically touch your body, his word is enough to physically change your body. Amen. All right, let's go a little further. I was reading that and it said, touched him. She went and touched him. She went and touched him. She came behind him, touched his garment. Okay, yep, touched his garment. For she said within herself, these are some laws that we're looking at. Got to catch it. So a law is simply a principle based on a predictable consequence of an act. You can learn that from Donald Lawrence's song, Law of Confession. That's probably why that song didn't get played on the air, because it was so powerful. That song, that whole album is powerful. For she said, watch this, she said within herself, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Now, nobody told her that. She told herself that. Somebody say faith criteria. That's what she did. That was between her and the Lord. And she touched his clothes and she said, be made. All right, straightway, her fountain, blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Obviously, everybody was touching him, pressing him. Everybody, listen, this wasn't the first time that somebody touched Jesus and got healed. Because she heard of Jesus. Now, I'm just inferring, but she said she heard of Jesus. She might have heard somebody touched him and got healed. So she said, well, if it worked for them, God, hey, it'll work for me too. So go back to the scripture. So she said that, and his disciples said unto him, thou seest multitude thronging, and say, everybody's touching them. And he says, who touched me? Why are you telling me, asking me this? And then he said this, next verse. And he looked around to see what had been had done this thing, seeing her. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Told him everything that she did. Now, she told him the truth, not just the truth that she did it. She said, this is how the story got in there. She said, I said within myself, y'all know how y'all women do. I said, y'all so detailed. I said within myself, I went to the doctor 12 years. They couldn't help me. And they said all of this, taking all my money. I said, that's enough. That's enough. Y'all know how y'all do. Y'all got the full detail. And Y'all know what kind of shoes she had on, sandals. Y'all know the dress she had on. Y'all know everything about her, how her hair was. Men don't even know none of that stuff. We just know that she was healed. That's all. Let me go on. And he says, daughter, watch this. Don't miss this part. And he said unto her, daughter, you released your faith and made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. So we see that, but we're not looking at the fact that he's telling us something. She's releasing faith. She heard faith, and she released. Okay, y'all, don't miss this. You hear it, but you got to release it. You got to release it some kind of way. You can't just say, well, whew, praise God, that was a good word. No, you got to look for something. You have to get up and move and do something. Let's look at it a little further. All right, I'm going to go a little further. These are three things that are actually I got 4 points, but I got three things that I want to make sure I didn't give it to them, but I want you to remember this. Hearing, confessing, and taking action. This will be out your whole entire life as a believer. You hear it, confess it, taking action. This is what this woman did. She heard. She confessed, and she took some action. She didn't hear and just jump and took some action. She heard, she said something, and she took some action. She heard something. She confessed to change the image that it was possible inside of her, and then she took action. Go look again. Don't just sit there. I know if you're streaming, I don't know where you are. Don't sit there in complacency. Don't just sit there. Get up and do something. Amen. Glory to God. If you need furniture in your house or whatever you're looking for, get an index card. put the scripture reference up there, house full with goodly things, and put up here piano, and put it in the place in the room that you want it, and stick it up there and just keep there. Every time you walk through there, start singing in the house. Hallelujah. Sit, get a chair. Pull up a chair. Get your piano. Start working it out. Start going. Work it out. Glory to God. If you need floors in your house, go get a tile. Buy a tile. Put one tile down. Put it there. Don't just look at it. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by make that confession. Put that thing down. Say, praise God. Thank you, Lord, for new floors right there. Wherever the soles of my feet shall tread, that's what you've given me. I put that down. Boom. I got one block today. I got another block tomorrow. Praise God. You need that promotion? Praise God. Go to the president's office. Y'all looking at me like you're crazy. If they got that little slide thing up there, slide her name off. Slide your name on up there. Pretend. Get to work early. Walk in there and sit there and be like, boy, I sure look good in this office. Go get me some coffee right quick. Praise God. You got to do crazy. I'm telling you. All right? Y'all looking at me like that? Yeah, I'm telling you. And look, go sit out there in front of the place. Go sit in front of the house. Look, just sit right there and look right at it and point at it and say, house, you sell to me right now in Jesus' name. Building, you sell to me right now in Jesus' name. Get that scripture. Get it. Work. Because, see, listen, you get the word, Jesus is present. Uh-oh, y'all missed that one. Jesus is present. He is the word. Amen. So the first thing I'm looking at right here in this text right now, it says you have to shut out. Number one, she had to do this. She had to shut some stuff out. Shut out what's not or what wasn't working. All right, she had to shut out what wasn't working. What wasn't working? Her physicians. If you're paying them, aren't they supposed to get you better? I just thought that's what your degree was. Your degree was to say, okay, or is your degree to keep me not healthy? What's your degree? All right, this is challenging. You said you're the expert. Well, I got to keep. Something's supposed to be working. Y'all trying to look at me like I'm the only one to say that. You done gave me a pill. What is this? Y'all look at it. Am I the only one that say stuff like that? It's like, what you just give me? It's like, okay, take this. It's like, well, take that. Okay, if it don't work, come back to see me. Take this and come back and see me. Hold on, no, hold on, Doc. Hold on. Wait a minute. I know what you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's like, wait a minute. You're supposed to tell. No, if I walk over and I'm an expert and I tell you that that's C major and I should be able to play a C major scale, when you leave me, you're gonna know a C major scale. You have been cured from your ignorance of a C major scale. You know what it is. If I have a PhD and I'm teaching you how to play a piano, you better leave this house playing the piano. Or you need to get your money back. I'm just saying, somebody help me out. 12 years is a long time for something not to work. Okay, all right, y'all looking at me. You supposed to have all the degrees. Oh, that's the part you should have been recording right there. That's the part. I'm just saying, you got all the degrees. You got all of that. It's supposed to work. Hold on. Can I get an amen? Look, you ain't even said that. She ain't said, look, you give me something, it's supposed to work, right? You the one got all the letters behind your name, but now I'm coming right back to you again. Should I seek another? We say, see you next month. Take two of these and see me next. You got to shut out what's not working. Lock in reverence. Listen, she locked in her reverence to Jesus that he was the one that could help her. Now, I made it light on the other stuff. And, you know, I'm not against medicine. I'm not against it. So people say, well, look, he's just against medicine. No, but it's supposed to work, right? If you're going to give me something, it's supposed to work. If I read on the alcohol, but listen, if I go out and get me some liquor and it says 90% alcohol, 90% proof, 98.9% proof, Don't shut it off. Put it back up there. She said, just turn it off. 98%. If I go get me a bottle of alcohol and I'm going to get drunk. No, hold on. Listen to me. 98%. If that don't get me drunk, I need to take it back and get my money. Something wrong, right? So if I'm telling you, I'm giving you something and it's supposed to be working or it's supposed to help you, it's supposed to work. Y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Y'all like, well, what is he talking about? I'm trying to tell you that the word of God does work. It's 100% seed. It will work. It has to be planted and it has to be confessed and it has to be released. Amen. I know y'all probably saying, that man said, go get something to drink. No, I didn't. I just told you, if you're going to tell me something, it's supposed to work. Simple as that. So you got to shut out. Somebody say shut out. She had to shut out and she had to keep it on. Listen, if you're going to release your faith, you have to shut certain things out and you're going to have to keep it on. Her confession kept her moving. Confession is made unto salvation. Confession is made. Romans, the 10th chapter. That's how you got saved. You get up and people start to say, are you saved? Yes, you are. Why do you know you're saved? I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He rose again on the third day. He took my sins. He took everything. He is responsible. He's the Lord of my life. Why? I can say that. Why? Because I'm releasing my faith in my words. Amen, somebody. So I got to keep, her confession kept her faith red hot. In order to keep your faith red hot, you have to tune in and keep saying it. If you're releasing it, you got to keep saying it. You can't wait for someone else to say it for you. I love looking at videos of preaching and teaching. I listen to it hours at a time. I listen. But get this. Faith works a lot quicker when I say it. And that's the problem. I can hear somebody else say it and be like, woo, praise God. That's good. Praise God. But you don't say nothing yourself. It's something about you saying it yourself that changes you. You believe you before you believe anybody else, right? You believe that. So she had to do that. Stay on. She had to step out. The power flows in the moment. Of course, the power flowed in her moment. The power flows in the movement. So when she moved and took action, that's when the power flowed. Power, grace don't have to be released if you don't do anything. It says in the 4th chapter of Romans, it talks about this, the 16th verse. And people say it all the time. Well, my God's going to supply all my need. He will. But there it is. But it says it like this. Therefore, inheriting the promises relies on faith, entirely on faith, that it might be given as an act of grace. What am I saying? I'm saying that grace is laid up. God has already done it. He's already made it available. However, but it takes me in my physical body doing something to pull what is spiritual into the natural. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen, somebody. I see you in your future, praise God, walking it out. I see you walking this thing out. Because see, although this sounds so simple, people don't do it. They don't do it. They want God to crack the sky, step out, rend the heavens, oh Lord, rend the heavens and come down. Y'all do know Holy Spirit is already here, right? They're still trying to get him to come down. It's like, come Holy Spirit. He's like, you know what? That's like having somebody standing beside you. Like, you still asking? I'm right here. Hey, I'm right here in you. So the power flows in movement. It's the doing part. That part right there. Now, I know this sounds so crazy. See, there's a lot of doing supernaturally in Scripture that we all have to find out. We can't just sit there. See, you can release your faith in prayer. Okay, you can. I can pray for someone that is not physically here with me. Praise God, I can pray right here and send the word to heal them. Why? Because I heard in the scripture. I know that that's there. I can believe in my heart, and I begin to release faith. You have to release it. Elijah was a man like subject, like passions, as we are. He prayed that it would not rain. Three and a half years? He simply said, it ain't going to rain. But his faith, he released his faith. How did he release his faith? He released his faith in his words. In his words. He released it in his words. Do we realize how powerful our words are? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. There are things ain't happening. There are things happening because we've released these things out of our mouths. And then we think about it. It's like, well, you know what? Why this stuff ain't happening? Because you said this last week. And didn't check what you were saying. So, I have the doing part, and then you're going to have to start all over again. I know you're probably saying, what do you mean start all over again? You're going to have to continue to springboard your faith from that position where you were. You're going to have to move in that thing. I don't care how many times you prayed for it and it ain't happened. Do it again. Do it again. Get up and do it again. Do it again. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, when it comes down to praying and praying for healing and miracles and things of that nature, you're going to have to, it's there are laws that are governing healing and miracles as well. And I'm going to say this, and I got to say it like this. Some people don't need to be, if you're believing with someone for healing and so forth, some people don't need to be around a person that's expecting the healing or believing for the healing. Some people need to be cut off and not permitted to see people. Amen. Period. I mean, I've seen it so many times. I've seen people talk about it. I've seen it. I've been around certain situations. And I've been looking at it like, what in the world? Why are you even permitted in here? Who let you in this room? I get mad. I'd be like, oh, boy, here we go. And then they get in the room with them and say, Lord, if it's your will, get out. That kind of prayer, put them out. Put them out. Because the word will work. But the thing is, we got people that come in and they say this stuff and they be like, because it's that religious part of them. It's no relationship in it. And then now you sitting there, you like, man, you're on the bed. You're in the hospital bed. You sitting there and you got folks coming in. Why? Boy, I'm just saying, it's like, why? Who let you in here? I know sometimes people feel like throwing, you know, what the thing to call the nurse or whatever. They need to pick it up and just hit the person upside the head, get them out the room. So it takes, when you start looking at the design of releasing faith, releasing, receiving, and releasing when faith comes, and believing and receiving and releasing and so forth, we have scriptural references. We have models. The Syrophoenician woman, she believed, she released her faith in her words. Jesus says, your faith has made you whole. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? And he said, he had blind people. Do you believe I'm able to do this? And he said, oh, according to your faith, be it unto you. It's possible. I'm going to tell you, newsflash, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. Jesus said it. Now, if anybody else come to you telling you something else, they're lying. Amen. Wow. Jesus said it was possible. We have to, as Christians, as believers of Jesus, we have to release our faith. And the thing is, we have to stay with it and not just listen. I know there's a balance between grace and faith. And I know that the balance is that God's done his part already. We just have to appropriate what he's already done. Yeah. It is not God saying, I don't want you to have it. He's telling us, he says, I want you to have it. I want you to live large. I want you to be whole. Why do you think I permitted my own son to be wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquities? The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and with his stripes, I've already healed you. I'm not in pleasure. God is not taking pleasure in somebody walking around with cancer. He does not. He's like, well, you know, he's going to teach me something. No, he don't need that to teach you. He already taught Jesus. He says, he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. God is not satisfied with us not walking out what Jesus died to get us. So we have to retrain ourselves. And whenever that little stuff, that old stuff that pops up and be like, well, you know, if it be your will, boy, I just stay away from me with that. If it be your will, we should know what the will of God is. If he's already said it, that's his will, and it's already done. Too late, I already got the keys. You can't tell me it don't work. Praise God. I think I'm done. Praise God. Oh, I got one more point. Amen. Amen. I'm almost out of time. The ability to release this is kind of crazy. I'm reading something. There's an evangelist, healing evangelist back in the day. I don't know if you've heard of him. His name is John G. Lake. Anybody know John G. Lake? Show of hands. Have you read any of his material? Get a chance to go back and read it, because you go back and read some of that stuff, you'd be like, wait a minute, what are they doing? What did they do? What was he doing? There was a story that even John G. Lake, it was a story, and he gives an account where he goes into this hut over in Africa. He goes into this hut, and there's a baby whose neck is broken. And the neck is broken, and so there was a, what was the gentleman's name? I think I wrote it down. His name was, don't get mad at me if I say it wrong, Letwaba, Letwaba, all right? So he was in the hut, and he was believing for the healing of the baby. And so, John G. Lake, when he came into the hut, he was looking. He was like, well, you know, I'm paraphrasing, all right? So he was like, well, I'm looking. I ain't seen that. You know, that. What you going to do with that? You know, faith for that. He said, well, he looked at it, and he said, well, let me take out, because my doubt would interfere with his faith. He left. Now, you're talking about somebody that's seen healing and all kinds of things that taken place. So he left out. I think he said he fell asleep at 1 o'clock, and about 3 o'clock in the morning, the gentleman that was praying for him, he came over and he said, the baby's all healed and well and whatever. He dashed back over. He said, I got to see this. I got to see this. So he went inside the hut, and he saw the baby. And he picked up the baby and came outside. And he says, God, rid me of all unbelief. Because, see, the thing is, y'all, it's so critical that we don't examine ourselves in certain moments. Could it be that when we walk into situations that we could be hindering somebody else's breakthrough or somebody else's deliverance or somebody else's healing and so forth? And people, I mean, and we do it all the time. See, just because you don't believe doesn't mean that person can't believe. And if you are ever at a place where you can't believe, get out. Get out immediately. If you're seeing something that you ain't seen, you're like, well, I ain't seen that before. I'll walk in and see it. Get out. Get out. I was years ago, my mom, I went down to Carolina. My mom was in the hospital, and I went down. She had chronic emphysema during that time, and I went down, and I'm glad I, you know, at that time, I ain't really know nothing about a whole lot of church and stuff. All I knew was I just believed stuff. I mean, I just believe. I just saw it, and I believe. And, you know, on top of that, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. That was really a problem right there. Because, you know, it was so much a problem that I was getting kicked out of a Bible study. They were like, what are you doing saying this? Anyway, so I get to a place, and I go down, and I'm looking at my mom. And they had her on this thing, and she was turned upside down. She was swollen and all this other stuff. And I'm looking at it. I was like, praise God. You know, I'm saying praise God in my mind. And I'm looking at the situation. And I said, man, God is, you know, I'm still saying God is a healer, you know. steam, you know, so forth. A few days or so we were praying and so forth. So days passed by. God restored her and she was on the bed, you know, she was natural, you know, in a natural condition, you know, off that contraption or whatever they had on. And she was, she couldn't talk at that time, but I was talking to her on the phone and so forth and whatever. And she was up eating a pie, you know. Praise God, she was up eating a pie. Y'all, are y'all listening to my testimony? I'm about to say. I'm saying, quiet. Anyway, I know, I'm trying to get to it. Well, anyway. I'm so crazy, you know, at that time. But she, God did some supernatural. I've seen her, you know, I've saw some miraculous things. She came and visited us, and she was praising God and praying in the Holy Ghost. I mean, she when she came and visited us, and she was, like, praying in the Holy Ghost, I was like, whoa, what was this? I mean, she lit up the whole house. Like, she's about small as Chelsea, though, but lit up the whole house. Anyway, long story short, God blessed her and so forth. And then my brother called me. He called me up. He said, man, I said, you know, I'm just like, yo, this is great. Mom's gone home. I said, yes, praise God. And he was like, no, man, she's going to be with the Lord. I was like, well, still praise God. Because I, you know, my mind, you know, I was like, you know, because I knew God would do certain things. And however, see, however it ends, you got to remember this. See, the thing is, you don't know the communication. See, you're not in the spirit at that moment. We can be in the spirit, but you don't know that there are other spiritual things that are taking place that you don't even know. So she slipped down out of that little bitty body and just went on to be with the Lord, praise God. And we were just rejoicing and so forth. But I said all that to say that even in the midst of everything, when you're looking at something, you have to be able. Because, see, that's the part. Those are the three things of those unbelief that we talked about, three levels of ignorance and teaching. And then, of course, what you see. You can't permit what you're seeing to dictate your faith. To keep it from releasing. I don't care how long you've been praying. I don't care how long. And I say that because I've seen it happen. Not only that, I've seen people be healed. And I've seen strokes reverse. I've called people on the phone and it reversed. I've seen stuff. I mean, literally, I've seen it happen. But you have to make sure you understand and cooperate with the laws of faith in those moments. We don't dictate anything to anyone. And we cannot, listen to this, you cannot override somebody's will. Got to say that. You got to know that. So continue to release your faith. So I just gave you all those things. You release your faith. Continue to release your faith. If it's not praising God, release your faith in your confession. Release your faith in your words that you're saying. Release your faith in your prayers that you're praying. Don't just throw out words any kind of way. Look, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if I know that he hears me, I will have the petition that I desire of him. Keep doing, releasing your faith is constantly. Faith comes by hearing, but it does you nothing if you don't release it. Praise God. All right, I'm out of time. Praise God. If you don't know who Jesus is and you want to make him your Lord and Savior, it's a simple process. Praise God. It's a simple process. Just release your faith right now. Connect your faith to these words right now, and you will be born again supernaturally. Lord Jesus, tonight I'm a sinner. I confess of my sins. I believe that you died for my sins. Praise God. I believe that you rose again. Praise God. Listen, if you're out there right now, he is healing your body. You've been waiting for about 5 months now. You've been waiting about 5 months. And God, you were waiting for a message like this tonight. And God is healing your body. When you go back and check it again, there will be no evidence. Inbox us and let us know. Finish this prayer if you're out there praying. Woo! Repeat this prayer after me. I'm trying to get through it. Glory to God. I believe that you died for my sins on the third day. You rose again. You are my Lord and you're my Savior. in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm saved. Amen. Hey, listen, hit us up. Text us, inbox us, do something. Get with us so that we can help disciple you into what God has called you to do. Glory to God. Keep loving God, loving people, living out your purpose. Can you lift your hands in the room?